It's Murphy Houston on Cozy 101.1. Are you prepared for it? It's coming to Empower Field at Mile High on Saturday, May 13th. The Denver Monster Jam Stadium Championship Series Blue. Tickets are available right now at Ticketmaster.com. Get them early because, you know, that's where the Broncos play. But the Bronco football players, as good as they are, ain't seen nothing like what these guys do in crazy big trucks. And if you don't believe me, I've got one of the drivers with me right now. It's Barry Musauer. And Barry, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, we're looking forward to you guys coming to town, especially my grandsons. They're already begging me for tickets, so I'll be down there with them. But you drive that crazy-looking truck called the Zombie, correct?
That's correct. And it's I tell everybody, I don't know if it's appropriate right now, but I'm going to say it anyway, the truck that has a face for radio.
Well, thank you very much. What do you get? You could have put my face on the front of it. that have been
it
scary
looks
enough.
Like a real zombie.
Oh, it does. Yeah. It's crazy. And like I know, and I've talked to a lot of the drivers, men and women, because a lot of women do what you do as well with these monster trucks. Barry, how did you get involved with such a crazy lifestyle?
I've got kind of a cool background story. I got involved when my mom took me to my first Monster Jam. I was 6 years old. We lived in Detroit, Michigan. She took me to the Pontiac Silver Dome, which is no longer there. So I'm dating myself now. But I fell in love with the trucks at that early age, and I knew this is what I wanted to do. Fast forward a few years, I got involved with radio-controlled cars, the hobby-grade ones that you can actually fix and modify. When you break them. So then I got an opportunity to race, fast forward again, to at a Digger's Dungeon, which is the home of Gravedigger. And this was in 2006. A Monster Jam official happened to be there. He noticed me. He said, man, if you can drive an RC car that good, you could probably drive a real deal. So they gave me a shot in the test field. And 4 years later, after still following the sport, I got an opportunity professionally to drive. So here I am, 12 years in, still living a childhood dream.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. That's a real good example for young boys and girls that love what you do, that it didn't happen overnight, did it?
No, I had to work for it. And, you know, that just makes you appreciate the opportunity that much more versus something that is just handed to you.
I agree.
It's truly something that I'm passionate about, and I have fun. I try to inspire people all over the world, you know, to tell them if you do something that you're truly passionate about, that you love for your career, then it doesn't really seem like work.
No, I agree with that. That's what I've done radio for 50 years. It does not seem like work. It's still a fun thing to do. So tell me, what's the best and worst thing about being on the road every weekend, driving these big trucks in Monster Jam? What's that like?
The best thing is probably being able to travel and see the world and meet new people and discover new types of foods and cultures. The downside is you have to be away from your family quite often. However, it's fortunate enough that even though I'm away, I do get to fly home every week that we're doing this. So,
well, that's nice.
It's not like I have to stay out on the road for months at a time. So I still get to see my family every week.
Well, good
and
for you.
So, I mean, yeah, and sometimes they come with me. So it pays off, and it balances out because sometimes when they're in the off season, you know, I'm home for a good chunk of time. So it's definitely a sacrifice, but it pays off in the end.
Oh, for sure. So let's think about your trip so far. What's your favorite memory? What have you done that's go, man, I'm so happy that I could take that truck and do what I do?
Oh, man, I've been all over the world with Monster Jam. So places that I would have never imagined that I've gone to, like internationally, especially like Australia or even South Africa, Europe, Asia. I mean, there's only one continent that I haven't been on, and that's Antarctica. And I don't think we're doing Monster Jam for penguins anytime soon.
No, unless you got snow tires for those big things.
Right.
Well,
you know, so it's just gratifying to be able to inspire all over the world.
Good for you. Do you get involved with the Monster Jam Pit Party? Because a lot of people come down to meet the drivers.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of my favorite times is meeting our fans at the Pit Party where they can come get up close and personal with these trucks and us as drivers and take pictures and get our autograph. And, you know, the kids' eyes light up. So it's kind of surreal for me because I was that kid, you know, 6 years old looking at these trucks thinking, man, these things are larger than life. And now I'm in that position where I get to, you know, inspire the crowd. So It's definitely something that I look forward to each and every time.
Well, then we're going to see you. It's Bari Musauer, who drives Zombie at the Denver Monster Jam Stadium Championship Series Blue, coming to Empower Field at Mile High. It's Saturday, May 13th. All kinds of great events. And you got to try to get involved with the Monster Jam Pit Party. And you can get all those tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Bari, I'm going to bring my grandson over to meet you, and I want to meet you. I'm excited to see you and to see my ugly face on your truck. Because you said
absolutely. You guys come stop by anytime.
Hey, Bar, thanks for the time. Appreciate you checking in here at Cozy 101.1.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.